This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald.
The voice of Michelle Norris will be familiar to KLCC listeners. She has been host of All Things Considered. Her award-winning reporting and interviews have been heard on NPR. She wrote a family memoir, The Grace of Silence, published in 2010. Norris curates The Race Card Project on NPR. She's in Eugene for a presentation at the University of Oregon. Michelle Norris joins us in the KLCC studios, along with NPR senior producer Walter Ray Watson. Thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
Would you describe The Race Card Project for us?
It is a collection of short stories, very short stories, stories that are only 6 words long. I ask people to engage in a little exercise to think about the word race and then think about whatever pops in their mind, their experiences, their observations, their memories, their triumphs, their laments, whatever it is, and then to take that you know, those thoughts about race or cultural identity or ethnic identity, and then reduce that to one sentence, and the sentence can only have 6 words.
What was the impetus for the project? Did it come out of your experience of writing your memoir?
It did, and it came out of, frankly, my fear of going out and talking about race with large audiences after I wrote my memoir. I thought no one would want to talk about race, and my memoir was mainly about my family's complex racial legacy. So I figured that I had to find some way to pull the audience in a little bit, to talk about race, to give them an opening, a portal. And so that's where this idea came from, was to make that conversation a little bit easier and a little bit more interactive.
For both of you, I wonder if the project has changed how you understand or define what is race.
That's a great question. It's hard to answer because I think it's changed my answer for what is race. It certainly has broadened and deepened my understanding of how people approach it, of how people think about it in their own lives, in their own communities, because we're hearing from so many different voices and learning of so many experiences, and it's... there's such a great dimensionality to it. It's thicker. It's more nuanced than just black, white, white, black. Because it's ethnicity, it's culture, it's who you fear, who you decide to make friends with, make peace with. It just goes on and on.
For me, there are distinct lessons. There's a big difference between race and racism. One reason people run away from the conversation is they fear that it's going to be a conversation about racism as opposed to a conversation about race and our experiences around that or how those little moments define us. We often think about race in terms of big, seismic, volcanic moments in the news. The Trayvon Martin verdict, the election of a first person of color to whatever office or taking some office someplace, immigration debates, Asian quotas cropping up in schools again. Many of the stories that we get are about small moments, something that someone remembers from childhood, you know, falling in love with someone who doesn't look like you, going to the store and realizing that someone puts change on the counter instead of in their hand.
Well, I tried to come up with my own 6-word essay.
You shouldn't try too hard. It was whatever pops in your mind.
Yeah, I mean, because I think there's like this, I think my first idea was to be very general, and then I thought more about personally, and I wonder if that's been the case, that the essays have been more personal in terms of one's own experience.
At the beginning, more than half of the submissions came in signed anonymous, and they were broader. Only one race, the human race. All human DNA, 99% same. You know, things like that. But there would also be deep and experiential 6 words. Reason I ended a sweet relationship. My son's not half, he's double. Race is throwing rocks at kids, submitted by someone who did just that when children were trying to cross
the color line to integrate schools in North Carolina. So you'd get some of that, but, you know, two of the three that I gave you initially came in anonymous. So at the beginning, that's, you know, that people were sharing their stories, but there was a little bit of hesitation. And then over time, things changed, and the stories got deeper. They reflected observations and experiences and sometimes values that people shared, and they would sign their names. And then not only did they sign their names, they would just keep going. And that's not all I have to say. You know, here's a little bit more about, you know, my experience or my observation. And they would give their full story and sign their name and tell us where they were from.
NPR's Michelle Norris and NPR senior producer Walter Ray Watson. They're in Eugene as part of the Race Card Project. Michelle Norris will be on OPB's Think Out Loud tomorrow at noon, and KLCC will simulcast the show. And Norris speaks at the U of O Ballroom tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.